authority, but the notion of rules in general.
That's my question. In Hamdan, the court found that the president's exercise of his authority was constrained by what Congress had done. It was in conflict with what Congress had done. Here we have a situation that's really the opposite. Congress has not prescribed any particular rules governing the detainees. My question is, do you agree that Congress has that authority to enact such rules consistent with Congress's authority and the president's authority?